From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Russia and the U.S. agree to more talks on Syria's future. The U.S. and Russia appear to have bridged some differences on ending the Syrian conflict, with Moscow endorsing a plan for a third round of talks to take place in New York on Friday to discuss a political transition. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry was in the Russian capital meeting with President Vladimir Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov.
We see Syria fundamentally very similarly. We want the same outcomes. We see the same dangers. We understand the same challenges. And we all believe that a united, non-sectarian Syria represents the future. And we also agree that it is a future without Daesh.
Daesh, of course, another way of saying the Islamic State. Mr. Kerry also indicated that the U.S. is not seeking regime change, reference to President Bashar al-Assad. The U.N. nuclear agency has officially closed its more than decade-old investigation into allegations that Iran once worked to develop nuclear weapons. The approval Tuesday came after the chief of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Yukiya Amano, presented his final report.
The agency has no credible indications of activities in Iran relevant to the development of nuclear explosive devices after 2009.
However, he said IAEA inspections of Iranian facilities will continue. A July nuclear deal is expected to lead to a complete lifting of sanctions on Tehran next year. Meanwhile, UN experts have concluded that Iran violated a UN resolution when it fired a ballistic missile in October. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says it's a matter of great concern.
It should be quite clear that this is something that we've been concerned about for a while.
This is VOA News. A devastating attack on a school in Pakistan 1 year ago is considered a milestone that changed the country's strategic direction. The military establishment that was frequently blamed for supporting non-state actors against its neighboring countries claimed to change its policy. The government launched a national action plan to deal with extremism. Now, 1 year later, have the claims of change in policy borne out? VOA's Aisha Tanzim reports.
School children singing, promising to educate the enemy's kids in revenge for the attack that killed more than 140 people a year ago. An example of the kinds of television advertisements Pakistan's military has produced since last December. That attack on a school in Peshawar rallied the country against extremists. Political analyst Hassan Askari Rizvi says recent developments have seen a change in mindset.
And that is, they have started viewing these extremist terrorist groups as a major threat to Pakistan.
But the trust deficit in the region remains high. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Islamabad.
Pakistan's western neighbor, Afghanistan, has seen an increase in violence in the last few months. A Pentagon report blamed this on a resilient Taliban-led insurgency. A rebel leader in the Central African Republic has declared an autonomous state in the north after rejecting elections meant to stabilize the country. A spokesman for Noureddin Adam, who heads a faction of the Salika militia group, said yesterday that the Republic of Lagone was proclaimed on December the 14th in the town of Kagabandoro. He also called for cancellation of Sunday's constitutional referendum and the upcoming December 27th presidential and legislative elections. Adam is currently on U.S. and U.N. sanctions lists for obstructing peace in the CAR. Members of Libya's rival governments had been expected to sign a peace deal on Wednesday, but officials said the ceremony would be pushed back to Thursday while the heads of the two parliaments expressed disapproval of the agreement together. Parliament leaders met for the first time Tuesday since the two sides set up competing bodies in Tripoli and Tobruk. The UN Security Council Tuesday voted to boost the peacekeeping mission to South Sudan on the second anniversary of the outbreak of hostilities in a renewed effort to shore up a fragile August peace agreement. The council is sending 500 troops and 600 police personnel to bolster its presence to about 15,000. Meanwhile, the U.S. announced another $173 million in emergency food aid to South Sudan. North Korea has sentenced a Canadian pastor to life in prison with hard labor for what it called crimes against the state. Hyun Soo Lim had been detained earlier this year while on what his church said was a humanitarian mission. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.